Hello, this is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is December the 6th, 2013. It is Friday evening at 4:36. I have just gotten in my vehicle and I am on my way home. Today's episode is titled, On the Other Hand. And you will understand why I say that as I get a little further on in my podcast. So, without further ado, I will get started. Last week, as you know, on Friday, we had Black Friday sew-in, and it was Thanksgiving. It seemed such a long time away, other than just being 1 week away. It just seems like a distant past. But yes, it has only been 1 week. It's been a long work week for me. Last week, I only had to work 3 days, and then I was off for 4 days. This week, I have to work 5 days. This is the completion of my work week, and I only get 2 days off. Thank goodness I got some time coming off in a couple of weeks. Time off coming up in a couple of weeks. So I am looking forward to that, and we have some short weeks coming up as well. So I am surviving. I did survive this week. It just seemed like it took forever. Now to the title of this episode, On the Other Hand. With last week only being a 3-day work week, as you know, Friday, Black Friday, I was off. So my podcasting either to or from work did not happen because I was off. Now what I did do is because I got the flyer or the Black Friday newspaper that basically was as thick as a Sunday paper talking about all of the sales. I do believe I got it on Thursday. So when I opened the paper and looked at all of the sale ads, Joanne's ad kind of sparked my interest. And the only reason I went out to check for my newspaper on Thursday was because my daughter called me and said, Mom, you might be interested in this. So when she called me and started me on the Joanne's ad, I immediately went outside, and yes, lo and behold, my paper was out there as well. So I quickly grabbed it and started rifling through the sale ads. Now back to Joann's. Joann's had, for their Black Friday 6 a.m. deal, a cutting table. So I needed a cutting table because the area I used at my previous residence was a little small, and I really didn't have a cutting table. And the area that I used, I could not have that same configuration. I guess I could have instead of having a cutting table, but what I wanted to do was use my large mat instead of the, I think it's an 18 by 24 mat. I wanted to use my big 36 by 36 mat because it just gave me a larger cutting surface. So with the cutting table as well, I could go around either side or at least 3 sides of it and angle myself in the best position for cutting. So they had one, and I can't remember. It was half off at least. I can't remember exactly now what the price of it was. So I wanted that table. And in looking at the sale ad, they also had some art bins containers on sale, and they were 13 by 13, and it had buy one get one free, and each art bin was $19.99. So I decided I wanted to get that. So with all of that explanation about the sale ad and Joann's, the point I'm trying to make is I didn't do a podcast on the way to work last week. However, I did do a podcast on my way to Joann's. It was very short. It was about 17 minutes. And in that podcast, I talked about, you know, Black Friday sew-in, me participating in the giveaway, and just my trek to Joann's. So this morning, being Friday, on my way into work, my decision was to upload the previous podcast done a week ago this Friday and put it in front of my current podcast, which would have started this morning on my way into work. Well, I did a 35-minute recording on my way into work, and then I got to thinking about it. The first part of the podcast would be about stuff that had already occurred, a week old now. So some of it relevant, some of it not too much. And in the podcast that I recorded this morning on my way into work, and I left for work at 5:18 this morning, and it is 4:42 with me on my way home. Now, on my way into work, I discussed some of the same things that I talked about on the Friday podcast. So then I got to thinking, that might be a little too much stuff that has already passed. And then I talked about things twice, and I didn't think that would be such a good idea. So I decided that I would do another podcast on my way home today. Brand spanking new from start to finish. Even though I will be talking about some of the same things that I discussed previously, it would be in a better context and all with the same background sounds and tones and all of that stuff. So that's how my podcast episode became On the Other Hand. I decided to do just an entirely new podcast. So that's what brought me here, and I don't know how long I've been talking about how I got to that title, but however, that's how it got there. So, back to Joann's. I got my cutting table. I got it put up. It came in very handy, using the Tri-Rex ruler, cutting out the Bonnie Hunter's mystery quilt along, or however long you want to call it, Celtic solstice. So I was happy with that. I debated on whether I wanted to do paper piecing, but then I thought about the ink usage to print out, I don't know how many, 180 some little pieces, and I didn't want to print that. So I decided that I would do the Tri-Rex ruler. And that's what I did, and I got all of my pieces cut out, and of course she released her first clue last Friday morning, which was Black Friday. I have gotten some piece together, not a lot. I am looking forward to getting home today to print out the second clue and get ready for cutting for that one. And if you don't know, if you don't follow her, or if you don't listen to her or follow her quilt cams that she hosts every so often when she gets a chance, you may not be aware of a comment she made not too long ago, probably about a couple of weeks ago, about the mystery quilt, Celtic Solstice. Her statement was that not to get hung up on trying to complete an entire clue before you start the next clue. So I have decided that is how I am going to roll this time with the mystery quilt. I am going to work on pieces as the clues become available. So I have pieced a lot of the blocks. Probably 50% of them. The new clue comes out today. I will start on those, and if by chance I get all of those pieced together for some miraculous miracle before the third clue comes out, then I will go back to working on the clue number one pieces. Now for today, tonight I will work on clue number one pieces, and I will start fresh with clue number two on Saturday, and that's how I'm going to do. I will work on a clue from Saturday to Friday. through Friday. Once Saturday, the following Saturday comes around, then I will pick up the subsequent clue and start working on that. So hopefully I will get some idea as time goes on and the clues come out. I may even have several blocks done at the completion of the mystery. I may not have all of the blocks completed, but I should have enough to have several of the blocks needed completed, and then I can continue on once the mystery is over. So that's how I am going to work Bonnie Hunter's Celtic Solstice this time around. Now, with the art bins that I did get, just back up all the way to Joanne's, and I'm going to insert a comment that I missed here. Those art bins that are 13 by 13 that were $19.99 a piece, and it was buy one, get two free. I went in and got my happy little purchases on that Friday, got up to the counter, and those art bins were pricing out at $19.99 a piece, and I had three, and I'm like, oh no, isn't it buy one get two free? And so she called the manager and said, you know, this is not showing the sale price. And the manager promptly said, because that is a sale for tomorrow, that is another one of those super early morning deals. So note to self for future, when you see things like that, make sure that it is on the correct day when you're trying to purchase it. So I made that little mental note. And so I had to turn around and go back to Joanne's for the 7 o'clock super deal. I wasn't able to get it on the Friday 6 a.m. super deal, so I had to go to 7 o'clock super deal. Now, those art bins, I have decided to put my projects in them. And I am hoping with having a place to put everything, fabrics and patterns and all of that, one place to put my pieces in a container will help me corral my messiness and cut down on my works in progress. This is a new thought process for me. I'm starting it now. Hopefully I can continue it through 2014. So I have three art bins. One is currently holding my Celtic Solstice pieces and fabric. The other is holding my background fabric and my printed out foundation pieces for my bucket list quilt, which is Pineapple Crazy. Each little 5-inch paper piece square has 45 pieces, I think. I haven't started that, but that's where that's being housed. And then I have the third one for what I think my title is going to be, Majestic Sunrise. Once I start getting all of that together, that's going to hold that. So my premise is to work on only those three projects at a time. Knowing me, I see a new pattern or something I like, and it's like, oh, I want to make that, and then I'll go start it. And listening to Bonnie Hunter on her quilt cam that she did Wednesday night? She did it Wednesday night. However, I wasn't able to stay awake long enough to watch it in live version of it. So this morning when I was sewing, because I got up at 3:30, and I decided I'll sew some on my little Celtic Solstice pieces. So Bonnie Hunter, I watched her for an hour. The quilt cam went an hour and 31 minutes. But I watched her for an hour this morning. And when I go home, I'll watch the remaining half an hour and continue to piece on the Celtic Solstice. So when I was listening to her quilt cam from the 4th, she made a comment about UFOs. And her comment about UFOs is that us as quilters, and it fit me, and it may fit a lot of other quilters out there, we start a project And because of the repetition of the project, we need something new to stimulate our brain. So we get, you know, partway the project, and then we put it down and we start something new. It's like the ooh shiny, oh, did you see that squirrel kind of thing. And that's me. I have over the years found out that I am a process person. I like the process of putting things together. So once I have gotten that fix out of my head, then I'm ready to move on. So yes, I have a quilt that I have 50% of the binding hand sewn on, that's quilted and everything, and I'm just like, really, I don't want to sew any more binding. This is not a large quilt, but a large enough quilt that sewing on the binding is boring me. It's nothing stimulating. It's just sewing on the binding. And I should have had that finished by the end of July, I do believe. I can't remember when my sister came to see me and she said, oh, can you finish that quilt and give it to me? It's been since the summer and I haven't finished it yet. It's folded up and it's on the shelf in my closet in my craft room. So, case in point, I have a lot of UFOs because once I get through the challenging part and gotten that fix out of my head, I'm ready to move on to something else. I've looked at a magazine, a pattern, Pinterest is killing me because there are so many things I see on Pinterest that I would like to make. And Missouri Star Quilt Company, her tutorials. I've purchased cheddar, about 3 yards of cheddar to do, I can't remember which one Jenny did with the cheddar as the two, it was a two-color quilt. So I got cheddar. And then I was listening to Tanisha talk about, you know, quilts she saw at Quilt Festival that were cheddar. So yeah, I had already had cheddar in my stash. I just haven't used it yet. Don't know if I'm going to use it as a Jacob's Ladder or whatever the pattern was Jenny was doing on Missouri Star Quilt Company. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but when I saw that, it's like, I have to have this color now. So now I have cheddar in my stash and nothing assigned to it yet, but I digress a little bit back to UFOs. And that's probably why I have so many UFOs, because I've done the process. I've done as much of the process to get me to a comfort level, and then I'm ready to move on. So with this system of having my three art bins, I'm going to try to complete something within my three art bins before I start a new one. So that's the art bin story. Now moving on, if you follow me from Twitter, you know that I have quilted my scrappy trips and I have taken it off of the frame and I am ready to put the binding on. I absolutely despise binding. I don't know. I dream a genie and blink and the binding be up there, that would be how my binding rolls. But since I'm not a genie, I can't do it this way. I still have to sew it on. I don't mind initially attaching it to the quilt, because attaching it to the quilt initially is done by machine and it goes pretty quick. It's the second part of the binding where you actually have to either wrap it to the front. Well, machine stitching it and by hand sewing it is usually done on the back. So in this case, you would machine stitch it to the front and wrap it around the back and hand bind it. If you're going to machine bind it, you stitch it to the front, the back, and wrap it to the front and machine bind it. Now, I'd seen a tutorial on YouTube of the faux piping binding, and I decided that I wanted to do the faux piping binding on my scrappy trips. And the piping was going to be the same material or the same fabric as my framing border on my quilt top, which was a green. So I looked at the tutorial and I'm like, okay, got it. I had looked at it before, and then I found it, and I looked at it again. And I got the cutting measurements. Got it. No problem. Got this. Note to self. Before actually cutting fabric, please refer back to the instructions. Okay, so now I have that one mentally ingrained in my head, especially if you don't have something written in front of you, and especially if you don't quite remember as you used to because of age or whatever, or you got too many things on your plate or whatever is going on in your life. Write it down so you don't forget. Now, with that said, I cut eight strips of 1 inch. No, was it one? No, 3/4 inch. No, I take that back. It was 1 inch binding. I cut eight strips of 1 inch binding. We're talking with the fabric, because my quilt, with my calculation, needs about 280 inches. So I rounded it up to 300 inches worth of binding to go around it from edge to edge or side to side or however. Sewed all of my strips together with my nice little 45 degree angle, pressed them, cut off my little dog ears, trimmed it all nice and neat, and laid it on top of my quilt top. So I went to get my second color, which the larger border is a red on red tonal print fabric. I went to get my second color to cut my binding strips, which were going to be 1 1/4 inch, I can't remember. And then I said, okay, let me just go back and double check to make sure I got my dimensions right before I start cutting my red, because I had more of the green than I had the red, and I didn't want to take the chance. So when I went back to review the tutorial, lo and behold, I cut my green the wrong size. It should have been cut at the larger dimension. So when you piece the 1 inch and the 1.5, 1 1/4 inch together to make one long strip, fold it in half so that the edges meet, so that your faux piping shows, your larger color ends up being your color that shows on the front side. I cut it bass-ackwards. Yep, sure did. So now I have 300 inches of a 1 inch binding and one long strip. God knows what I'm going to do with that, but I'll figure out something. It might become a green and white mini strip quilt. I have no clue, but still. Yeah. Age. Not paying attention. Write it down, AJ. Write it down if you don't remember. Or look again before you cut. Yeah. I did it. So, needless to say, I am not going to do faux piping binding on this quilt, because I don't want to go through the trauma again. It was trauma. Definitely trauma. It was trauma. I can't do it again. Not so early. So, I'm just going to do a regular binding. And when I do my binding, I usually cut 2.5 inch strips. So, I'm end to end. Am I going to do a 45 degree angle? Maybe. Am I going to just do a regular straight angle? A straight seam? Maybe. It just depends on how I feel. Straight seams will be a lot quicker for me than the 45 degree angle. But, which I'll probably do, because I'm just ready to be done. That's all. Ready to be done. And then I'll get that sewn on. And to make the process a little quicker, I'm probably going to machine stitch my binding on the front side. knowing that it probably won't be totally straight, I'm going to use a decorative stitch that goes on both the main fabric and the binding fabric so that it may camouflage some of my unevenness. And it should go pretty quick. So I am hoping in the midst of, you know, working on Celtic Solstice clue number one tonight, starting clue number two tomorrow, I am hoping to get my quilt top for Scrappy Trips done, labeled, and all of that good jazz by Monday. I'll let you know how that goes. Next that's going to go on the frame is my string geese. I don't have a name for that quilt. Maybe some of you know bird watchers or people that watch birds or whatever. You know how they fly and they look like they're an arrow and then they're flying in formation. Oh, never mind. I think I'm going to title that quilt Geese in Formation, because the way that I have the strips rolled is that they kind of offset each other. The center strip is the highest, and then on either side of the center strip, it goes down subsequently lower and lower. It's not that many, but I think it's going to be called Geese in Formation. I don't think that's a title of a quilt anywhere. If it is, please somebody let me know, because I don't want to steal someone else's title. And I was just going to put out to the group if anyone knew what that particular formation of geese flying was called, or bird flying, because birds do it too. They get in a arrow shape when they fly in flocks. So I think I have the name for that. That will be the next one to go on the frame. I already have my backing fabric. I purchased that a while back before I put the Scrappy Trips on the frame first. And that has to have a little bit of piecing done to it. And that's going to be the next one for quilting. So there, I can't remember how many strips. There are strips of flying geese units with orange, and in between each strip, long strip, there is just a plain fabric strip that separates it. So it's basically going to be a lot of negative space in those strips, so I'm not quite sure how I'm going to quilt that. That'll come once I get it up there, and I'll find something to do in it. I just don't want to do any meandering, and I don't want to do any straight line quilting or any grid quilting. I thought about mimicking the flying geese blocks in the strip with my quilting, but I'm not sure how that would work. I'd have to sit down and play with this on my plexiglass with my dry erase to see how I would make that work. So that is in my radar for next week. So what I have on my plate for next week, or for the remainder of this weekend and next week, is to get the strip geese on the frame. Work on Celtic Solstice Clue 2 and complete my Scrappy Trips with the label included. Because recently I haven't put any labels on quilts, and I decided that's going to be something that I'm going to start doing, is labeling a quilt, even if I just put the year and the date and my initials on it. You know, that's what I'm going to do. Let me see, what else did I talk about in my previous podcast that I haven't mentioned today? Not previous meaning earlier ones that I have done, but previous, meaning the one that I did on Friday last week and the one that I did this morning podcast. So, let's see. Talked about scrappy trips. Talked about majestic mountains. Talked about a bounty hunter mystery. Talked about my faux piping. And I think that's about it for me this week. Oh, yeah, I talked about my Black Friday shopping escapades. Yeah, that's about it this week. So, with that said, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at thequiltingpot.com. That will take you to my blogger site. You can reach me at thequiltingpot.podbean.com. That would take you to my Podbean site. If you're on Pinterest, you can find me as The Quilting Pot or Nitty AJ. If you're on Ravelry, I am Nitty AJ. And on Twitter, I think I'm The Quilting Pot or Nitty AJ. So, before I finally go, if anyone knows of anyone that can build a website, I own the domain name thequiltingpot.com. Right now I'm using it to take people to my blogger website. Please let me know. GoDaddy is the one that I have my .com from. And I just want to do thequiltingpot.com as my website instead of using Blogger or WordPress or any of those. I know nothing of code or how to write code. I don't have that brain power. So if anyone knows of anyone that has a reasonable price to do a website or that I can do my blog from and be able to update and add to without great difficulty or knowledge of said how to add code to get what you want, please let me know. Send me an email, the letter N, the number 2, P as in Paul, R as in Red, P as in Paul, L as in Lima, the number 2 at gmail.com, and let me know. I would greatly appreciate it. So, with that said, may all your seams be straight.